is now 23 before the hour on the Sunrise Morning Show. I'm Matt Swaim, joined now by Diana Von Glahn. She is online at thefaithfultraveler.com, and she joins us live from the Holy Land. Diana, good morning.
Hi, Matt. It's not morning for me. It's 2:30.
That's right. It's afternoon for you. And you got to spend a little time with the priest who has the coolest name in the universe, Father Pier Battista Pizzobola.
Doesn't he have the best name? I love it. And he is also just a wonderfully fantastic man. We were so blessed to interview him this morning, and we got some really good questions and answers with him. And one of our cameramen, it's his birthday today, Patrick Dolan, and so we got him to bless Patrick for his birthday.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, if people don't know who Father Pizzobola is, talk about his job.
Father Pizzobola's title is the custos of the Franciscans. He is essentially the head honcho out here of the Franciscans. And, you know, as those people who pay attention to what's going on in the Holy Land know, the Franciscans have been custodians of the Holy Land for centuries. You know, going back to, I think, when St. Francis came out and one of the Muslim leaders, you know, decided that they were not a threat. And so he allowed the Franciscans to stay in the Holy Land, and then at some point later on, one of the popes officially gave them custody of the Holy Land. And so anybody who comes here to the Holy Land will notice that the good majority of the Catholic shrines and places of pilgrimage are maintained and taken care of by the Franciscans.
So what parts of the Holy Land trip were you able to be a part of?
Well, there were two trips. There's my trip, and then there's the Pope's trip. The Pope's trip was very short. He was here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? I forget. The days are starting to run together for me, so you have to forgive me. And he basically spent 3 days. One day he was in Jordan, one day he was in Bethlehem, and one day he was in Jerusalem. And we were blessed to attend the Mass in Bethlehem, which was absolutely insane. It was just wonderful. And then we were also blessed to attend the meeting between President Shimon Peres and Pope Francis yesterday at the home of the president. So, of course, the Pope did just a whole bunch of things, and a lot of things were only open to certain, you know, press people. And, of course, I don't know that we're really press, but, I mean, we were just so excited to be able to just to go to any of it, you know. So aside from the Pope's visit, we were actually here about a week earlier, and we're going to be here until this Saturday. And so we're going to be filming just around the Holy Land at a variety of different sites. We're going to be producing another special focusing on the Pope's visit, talking a little bit about the historical significance of it, how it, you know, how it ties into the previous visits from the Popes, Pope Paul VI, Pope John II, Pope Saint Pope Paul II, Pope John Paul II, and Pope Benedict XVI. And we're also going to be interviewing a lot of locals from all different walks of faith and different places. We've met a ton of fantastic people so far, and we have some really great interviews lined up as well. So hopefully we'll be able to give people a really good sense of what life is like here in the Holy Land, what they should see, what the Pope's visit was all about, and why we should all be praying for peace. This is, I mean, you know, I'm standing right here in front of the Western Wall. My two cameramen are in the men's section. For those who don't know, the Western Wall is divided by men and women. So the men are on one side and the women on the other side. So my cameramen are over on the left filming, and I'm standing here and I'm thinking, gosh, this whole country just motivates you to pray for peace. It motivates you to pray for unity among Jews and Christians and Muslims and just anybody, you know. I mean, we're all children of God, and of course Pope Francis spoke about all these things in so many amazing ways. I mean, I've only read a handful of them because our trip has been so insane, but I really look forward to catching up on you know, all the fun things that he's been saying, and I look forward to seeing how it turns out, you know. I mean, I'm excited that he invited the Palestinian president and the Israeli president to his home at the Vatican to pray for peace, and, you know, God willing, or as they say in the Arabic tongue, inshallah, it will happen.
Well, one of my favorite images from the weekend was that image in the Mass that was celebrated in Jordan, where they had, you mentioned the predecessors, John Paul II, Benedict XVI, who have been working for peace, who have been praying for peace in the Holy Land, and that beautiful mural behind the altar that showed John Paul II, Benedict XVI, St. Francis gathered around the manger scene. To me, that was just a great witness to the continuity of these men who were praying for peace in the place where salvation history started.
Yeah, that was actually in Bethlehem. That wasn't in Jordan. The one in Bethlehem.
I'm getting mixed up.
The popes were on the left, and then on the right-hand side were two Palestinian soon-to-be saints. I think I mentioned it on like my Twitter feed or something. One of them is a Carmelite, and then I forget the order of the other one. Mary of the Crucifix, I think, was one of the names. But there are two Palestinian saints, and that's why they were standing there with Saint Francis, because obviously, you know, the continuity between Saint Francis and Pope Francis, and then, you know, the concept of the Palestinian soon to be saints. I believe one is blessed, and I forget the status of the other one. So that was an awesome mural. I mean, I think they could have done a little better job on Pope Benedict, but you know, it wasn't bad. It was really cool to see.
Well, you've got lots of great pictures up on your Facebook page from the weekend. If our listeners want to catch up with you and follow your coverage, what's the best place for them to do so?
Well, definitely check out our website at www.thefaithfultraveler.com. And I am posting pictures as much as I can on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And all of the links to those social media sites are on our homepage. So you can find them all there. And, it's hard to blog. In fact, it's funny. I was here with a bunch of Catholic Press Association journalists, and they had such a hard time writing because you're just going, and then you get home and you're exhausted, and the last thing you want to do is write. All you want to do is sleep. So I think I put one blog post up, and hopefully today I'll be able to update people on what's been going on and all the craziness. I mean, some of it's fun. Some of it's amazing the amount of technical difficulties that we've had. I mean, for instance, we were going to start out with a 5-man team, and we ended up with 3 because my husband had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. He's fine, thanks be to God, but, you know, he's home. And then one of our other cameramen came down with the flu. So, you know, but, you know, there is no trip to the Holy Land. There is no pilgrimage to the Holy Land that does not include suffering. And the great thing about a pilgrimage to the Holy Land is that it motivates you and it reminds you to offer it up. And, you know, that's what pilgrimage is all about.
All right, thefaithfultraveler.com is where you can find Diana von Glahn, and she's got lots of great pictures from the weekend, and I'm sure we'll be seeing more of them. Diana, thanks for being with us. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Matt. I'll be praying for all of you guys.
All right, we'll take it.